A murder case that went unsolved for nearly four decades came to a conclusion today in a Bangor courtroom. A judge found Philip Scott Fournier guilty of the 1980 death of Joyce McLean of East Millinocket. McLean was just 16 when she went jogging near her high school one August evening and never came back. In delivering her verdict after the jury waived trial, Superior Court Justice Ann Murray rejected defense arguments suggesting Fournier had sustained a brain injury that had damaged his recollection of the killing. A.J. Higgins has more.
For Pamela McLean, the mother of the murdered teenager, Fournier's conviction brings an end to what she says has been a long search for justice.
It took 37 and a half years, and you'll never see a happier mother than this one is right here, right now, today.
According to court testimony, Fournier was interested in getting to know Joyce McLean when he was 19 and hanging around the school athletic yards where McLean was known to go jogging. And that's what she was doing August 8, 1980, when she disappeared. Her partially clothed body was discovered 2 days later near the school. She'd been struck in the head with a blunt object, her hands tied behind her back. Fournier attracted police attention when he stole a truck the very next day and crashed into a building, sustaining a brain injury. He later admitted that he had intended to kill himself, but police struggled to locate any physical evidence tying Fournier to the crime, and the case lingered for years until 2009 when U.S. District Court Judge John Woodcock identified Fournier as a person of interest in McLean's death while sentencing him for possession of child pornography. A year after his release, Fournier was indicted on the murder charge. His conviction, while bringing closure in the case, is complicated in a small town.
It's not going to bring her back. It's not going to make us happier because he's in jail.
Daniel Hale is Joyce McLean's uncle.
There's really no words you can say other than, I'm not glad he's going to jail. I feel bad for his family, his mother. I mean, my God.
During the trial, Justice Ann Murray considered several confessions Fournier made over the years. To a clergyman, his mother, and even a supervisor for a security job he held in 1989 at Husson University. The defense argued that Fournier's brain injury made his memory unreliable, but Justice Murray rejected that argument. She pointed out that Fournier was still able to recall other events with great clarity. In addition, Fournier had knowledge of certain closely shielded details of the crime. And Justice Murray said that left no doubt about his involvement in the murder.
His recitation that Joyce had an injury to the left side of her face, yet the left side of her face was not visible when she was found, and Mr. Fournier's attempt to kill himself in the oil truck within hours of Joyce McLean's death causes the court to find that the state has proven the defendant's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
Following the verdict, Assistant Attorney General Leanne Zania, who co-prosecuted the case, addressed reporters.
We are ecstatic with the verdict that the court rendered today. It has been a long time in coming, and we're elated with the verdict.
Jeffrey Silverstein, Fournier's attorney, argued during the trial that there was a significant absence of physical evidence in the state's case, as well as some puzzling conflicting evidence suggesting that others could have been responsible for McLean's murder.
We had put a lot of work into making a presentation that we thought addressed the state's case squarely on all points. It seemed as if the judge's mind was certainly made up and convinced whether that was the case. Her decision today, finding him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, stands in stark contrast to 35 years worth of police who diligently worked this case.
Silverstein said no decision has been made about a possible appeal of Murray's verdict. Meanwhile, state prosecutors say they are still weighing sentencing recommendations for Fournier, who's now 57 and who could be imprisoned from 25 years to life. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.